Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Well, you know what this is. This is 1911 University with Joe Chambers joining us from the fine metropolitan area that is the entire state of Nebraska. How you doing, sir?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I've been having an interesting conversation on YouTube.
Uh-oh.
Which reminds me, while we're thinking about this, did you ever get set up to do Zoom calls?
I have Zoom, but because of our internet service, it's still pretty weak.
We're going to have to figure this out. We're going to have to figure this out because precisely because of this stuff that happened today. Well, it didn't happen today. It started happening yesterday. So long and short of it is that I put up a TV episode on Aerie TV, which featured Tony Pignato and the staccato guns of 2021, which there's not a big difference. As a matter of fact, there is no difference between the staccato guns of 2021 and the staccato guns of 2020, right? So they're holding true to their formula. The point that I was making with the staccato guns and the point that I made, and I referenced my fat WMGC, is that there is no overcoming how spectacular a single action trigger of that type is when it is well executed. There's just no getting around that. Alas, that was the wrong thing to say, Joe. Do you want to know what the overarching attitude of this seems to be at the moment? That a lot of people don't think that law enforcement can handle a single action trigger. And now they're talking about rank and file. Now, I thought about that, and what do you think of that? Now, this is something, throwing this into your wheelhouse, I mean, can a trigger be too good for rank and file?
I don't think so. I think that it's one of those deals that you can only be as good as your equipment allows you to be, and so why not have the best equipment that you can get?
Absolutely.
You know, and case in point, I have a client friend of mine who got he got a gun from us yesterday. The Morse code gun that I had posted up the other day, 45. And he's had a couple of guns for me over the years, so my work is not new to him. But he'd been shooting a Colt gun that I don't know who did work on it, but, you know, it was okay. And he recently shot a class with it, and he did okay, but he didn't win the prize that he wanted at the class. And then he got the gun from us and from me. And, of course, it has a red dot on it, which does make a difference because he was shooting iron sights. But it had, you know, what I considered an exceptional trigger. And he sent me a message. While he was at the range, he's like, dude, I am now shooting 12-inch plates at 100 yards with ease. You know, and, you know, the trigger absolutely helped him. You know, I mean, there were other options. Obviously, there were other things that contributed. For example, the accuracy of the overall accuracy of the build and the gun. But, you know, he absolutely felt like the trigger, which was up to my personal standards for a gun that I would carry, made it easy to have shots that broke as a surprise and therefore were more accurate because he wasn't prone to jerk them. So yeah, I mean, to each their own, but from my perspective, I want the best equipment that money can buy for the purpose that I'm going to use it. That means I want a properly done single action trigger.
Right. So, you wouldn't believe that. One of the things that I was told, not necessarily told. I need to just read it to you. Let me just read it to you. You're gonna chuckle over this one. We can't cuss about this, Joe, because this is just how dumb it is. But here, let me go to it. When I saw this, I was like, "You're kidding me, right?" But no, they weren't. So, let's see, where is it? Bill, I absolutely love your videos, but couldn't disagree with you more in regards to this being the best service pistol. The average patrol officer is not familiar with single action. The little trigger, the light trigger is not acceptable in a police-involved shooting. It's a way too light. I.e., the NYPD trigger and the New York NYS trigger for other departments. Now, that is a good pistol. That's a totally different story. It may be a fantastic pistol, I don't know, but not for the average patrol officer. Keep up the great videos. He was saying the 12-pound trigger of the New York City NYPD that they put in their Glocks was a better trigger than a single-action trigger.
Hmm.
I'm trying to have him hunted down right now. He's obviously too dangerous to be in the streets. Quite obviously, yeah. Too dangerous to be. I mean, that's a ridiculous statement to make. Simply because the reason that those staccatos are getting picked up by some of these law enforcement agencies, most of the units that are using them are sort of higher up on the food chain when it comes to you know, SWAT and fugitive apprehension people, the marshals, that kind of thing. Not your average officer, but just the thought of that, though, just made me wonder. I mean, do you think if you went to New York City with 25,000 working man's 9mm that you managed to build somehow or other, do you think you could make the new NYPD better shooters?
Yeah, I think so, but, you know, obviously a lot of that comes from practice. You know, you got to practice. You can't just, I mean, I think you can take somebody that shoots a substandard gun, give them a high quality pistol, and they will absolutely shoot better right out of the box.
Right.
But there's still a training curve there, you know, especially somebody who shot a Glock for years and years and years, for example. And you stick a staccato in their hands, they're going to have a training curve. They just are because the triggers are so much different. But can that be overcome? Yeah, with enough time.
Yep. Hang on for me. Coming up on the first break. For those of you that are interested in what Chambers Custom is, well, go to chamberscustom.com. Go check out the Working Man guns. Go check out the Pro Series, which is a very limited series, but it's still worth looking at because then you're looking at the epitome of certain things that you're not likely going to see again. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need. We didn't invent concealment. We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed, check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. This is 1911 University. I'm curious. Have you been doing any? I saw the other day that you started doing Instagram TV. Is that right?
Yeah, I do Instagram videos from time to time, once in a while. Probably not as often as people want me to do, but I do them, and I do them live, and then I decide after I close them out, if I said things that I don't want to be remembered, then I delete them. If it was all, like, vanilla, then I save them so people can watch them again.
Where do you get the most response out of, just out of curiosity?
In regards to?
The stuff that you put up.
Probably Instagram.
Yeah.
Honestly. We're still building the YouTube page out. Patreon's been really good. The 1911 University page over there has been good. I just finished last night recording a Q&A session that I'll finish editing tonight and upload for tomorrow. And that's where I do all of the gun reviews that I do. I'm doing a Colt government model review now that'll go up on Patreon. Doing a takedown video of single stack WMG that'll go up on Patreon, and then later will go up on YouTube. But yeah, Instagram is where I get the most action, really. I had an interesting phone call today from a guy that I've known for a long time on one of the internet forums. Excuse me. He called me to check up on me because he hadn't seen me on the forums in a long time. And I had to tell him why I left the forums, because they wanted me to pay for advertising and give away free information. And I wasn't going to do that anymore. And he says, well, there's a thread over there about your barrel fit thread that got deleted. And I was just wondering, making sure you're okay. So it's nice to hear from him. And then now I'm going through and reading the thread that's over there on that particular forum. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I see nothing has changed over there. I'm glad I left. So, yeah.
As far as the stuff that you do, does anybody else do that?
As far as what?
Well,
like
I mean,
Instagram and stuff.
Well, the videos and the information you give out on the videos. I mean, a lot of people would look at that as almost a trade secret in certain cases, because most people have no idea. Most people, when they, if I say, well, listen, if you're looking for a gunsmith or somebody to build a gun, Joe Chambers would be the guy to talk to because he is a master. They would be mystified by what makes the difference between what you do to versus, I don't know, somebody works at Taurus.
Yeah, I mean, it's curious because as I've read through this thread this afternoon on the forum, I realized that in a way it's kind of disheartening because I realized that by and large people don't give a damn. Can I say that word on live radio, damn?
Yes, yes. Please just don't, people, let a cascade start.
No. People just, they just don't give a damn at all. They are more than happy to settle for mediocrity if it makes them feel warm and fuzzy. And that's really what that's the conclusion that I've come to recently is, not everybody, okay? Not everybody. Obviously, we have a lot of clients that do care, and they want the best that they can afford or the best that's available. But there's a whole crowd of people out there that if you tell them, hey, this is the proper way to do it, and here's the reason why, here's the math behind it, here's why you should do it this way, that they, you know, they'll call you egotistical, they'll call you other names, you know, they'll say that you're self-centered, blah, 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 blah. Look, I got work for years. My guys got work for years. I don't have any reason to be egotistical about this. I'm trying to help people get the best guns for the money.
Right.
Right. So if you want to buy a gun that looks cool but doesn't have a barrel fit or has a crappy trigger, go ahead. I don't care. I'm past caring anymore, because you are one of those people that just doesn't want to listen to reason and you don't care. All right. Cool. But it's kind of disheartening that you put the math out there and you show them empirically that these are the reasons why it matters. And they just go, oh, you have an ego. Yeah, no kidding. Of course I have an ego. You don't get to be at the top of your game in any industry for more than a very short period of time if you don't have some sort of ego, because that ego is what protects you and insulates you and
right.
helps you go, I don't care about that guy's feelings, or I don't care about that guy's opinion because he doesn't know the math.
Right.
He doesn't know the truth. You know, so yeah, it was a good reminder reading this thread of why I'm not on forums anymore. You know, because you can't please everybody, because some people simply don't want to be pleased. They want to abide in ignorance.
I think there's, I want to talk a little bit about that when we get back, simply because I've been seeing some of this. Some of the, especially when you get out there and you talk to 2011s, 1911, something like that. That seems to have a group. But I mean, I've seen it with other guns too. I've seen it with other guns too. But I want to talk about that when we get back. The resentment and the venom that comes from some of these guys, which I kind of think sort of blinds them. Because I'm pretty sure you're just out there just sort of pointing around and saying, this is the way it is. Not this is the way. This is the way it is. You know, just that plain, stark fact. But anyway, I digress. If you want to follow what Joe does, one of the best ways you can follow him is on Instagram. There, Chambers Custom, Eric has his own Instagram account. Brandon has his own Instagram account. You can keep up with what everybody is building at Chambers Custom right there at Instagram. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We have a deal on infrastructure. That's according to President Biden, who made the announcement with a group of bipartisan senators today. The senators saying it invests in more than just roads and bridges, and saying no one got everything they wanted and everyone had to compromise. West Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin saying that a deal needed to be done.
Everyone understands we need infrastructure in this country.
It's been talked about for how long, and nothing's been done for two or three administrations. This is the first time that we've done something of this magnitude that truly is directed towards the failing infrastructure we have. My state has some of the worst bridges and roads in the country.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says images on TV don't do the scene of a building collapse justice. One person has died, and at least 99 are unaccounted for. USA Radio News. The WHO is recommending against COVID vaccines in children and adolescents, and now the CDC comes out with some new information as well.
The CDC Advisory Committee said Wednesday that there's a likely association between cases of heart inflammation in some adolescents and young adults and the Pfizer and Moderna COVID vaccines. The CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices says that the benefits of vaccination outweigh the risks, given the incidents are extremely rare and usually exhibit mild symptoms. The FDA also plans on including a new warning with the vaccines about the potential risk of myocarditis or pericarditis. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The strawberry supermoon will be on display tonight. According to NASA, the first full moon of the summer is considered a supermoon because it will appear bigger and brighter than other full moons due to its relative closeness to the Earth. It's the third supermoon this year, and NASA says it will be the last of 2021. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. I'm speaking to Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. This is 1911 University. Does it come down to a matter of where somebody just gets so invested in some platform that maybe works for them, or maybe they just like it for some aesthetic reason, or maybe they like it because of some emotional reason or whatever, to where if you get out there and show them that something can be better, that something is not as good as you think it is, do you think this is where we run into problems? Because, like, I put up a video of the SIG P365. My usual like ratio on any video I put up, no matter how many views it gets, is about 97%. And my like-to-dislike ratio on this video was 69%. I have more people disliking this video than any other video I put out there because I said this would not be a gun that I would carry. It is simply too small. And, you know, it's everything is small, and I've got sort of clumsy hands, so there you go. And, I mean, you get out there and you do some things, like somebody will send you a gun. There will obviously be an issue. At the very first, they probably couldn't believe they had an issue, could they? And then when you tell them how bad it is, they probably just lose their mind, don't they?
Well, I think in the case of the barrel fit challenge thread, what happened was a lot of people, when I was posting up the information at hand in regards to barrel fit of the bottom legs and all this, a lot of people misunderstood, first of all, that they felt like I was saying that's the only part of the barrel fit that's important, which obviously it's not, and I never made that statement. But it also made some people upset because they started checking their really high-end guns that they had a lot of money invested in, only to find out that they didn't have any barrel leg contact at all. Zero. I mean, we're talking guns in the $6,000 to $10,000 range that had no barrel leg fit at all. And is that to say that those guns are bad? No. Not what I said. Is that to say that those guns have improperly fit barrels? Yes, in my opinion, that's what I said. What do you do about that? I don't know. It's your gun. Do whatever you want to about it. If you're happy with it, you like the way it shoots, okay, cool. What you now know is that that barrel is not fit to a standard that I think is acceptable for a gun in that price range from the quality of builder that's charging you that money. What you choose to do with the information is up to you. You know? I mean, if you're driving your vehicle and it gets a nail in the tire, and you know it has a nail in the tire, well, you have options. You can either pull over and put a plug in it. You can pull over and call a tow truck. You can continue to drive until it blows up.
Yeah.
And rips the fender off your car.
Yeah.
It's entirely up to you. I'm simply there giving you the information. But what a lot of people, especially people who, you know, you always have haters. They'll, you know this. You got a YouTube page. You got an Instagram page. You're always going to have people that hate on you, and those people stalk you. Even though they hate you, they can't let go of it, man. They want to stalk you, and so you know you have these haters, and they're like, well, he's just being arrogant. It's just an ego thing. You know, who the hell is he? What does he know? Blah 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 blah. Well, you know, I do have a track record that you can research if you'd like. You know, hundreds of championships, national and state and regional championships. So. You know, what I'm saying actually does work, but I think people, you know, oftentimes what I see is people who say you have an ego, they're the ones who actually are dealing with an ego, that they can't admit that you might actually be right based on the facts that you're presenting.
Right.
All right, cool. Well, I don't have time for that nonsense. So, you know, and I, again, that's why I left forums. You know, by and large, that's why I left the forums, is because I looked at all that stuff and just went, you know, there are people here who absolutely do want to learn. And there are people here who absolutely do want to, expand their knowledge and have better guns, have more knowledge, you know, be able to buy better product, be more educated, whatever. And I'm always willing to help those people, just like the guy that called me today from South Carolina. I love helping those people. But at the same time, the frustration, the personal frustration for me from the people who wanted to constantly attack me personally, not worth the trouble. Piss off. Right? And now, you know, and people, and I've talked to other people, you know, who are social media people who have Instagram, Patreon, YouTube, whatever, Facebook, and they all say the same thing to me, which is encouraging. You know, they're like, look, people are going to be mad that you have a Patreon. You're actually charging for your knowledge because they don't have the knowledge and they don't have the money to pay for it.
Yeah.
Absolutely 100% accurate. The people who are most often mad and most often sling mud about the information that you try to share with them, even if you charge them for it, are the people who don't want to pay for it. All right, cool. Whatever, you know. So, yeah, but I think on the bigger scale, people get emotionally vested in their product. You know, they buy XYZ brand because they like the way it looks. They don't have any knowledge, right? They have very limited or zero knowledge on the product quality internally. They buy product XYZ, whether it's a car, whether it's a gun, whether it's a house. I used to see this in the home building business all the time. People would buy a spec home and not realize that, you know, it was instead of the studs being on 16-inch centers, they were on 24-inch centers. And when the nails started popping out of the sheetrock, they were pissed off. Well, you should have walked through one of these houses when it was being built and looked at it, maybe, you know? You should have got some education. You shouldn't have just trusted the guy that was selling you the used car, because he's not obligated to tell you that it has a blown head gasket. He's obligated to sell the car.
Well, he's not obligated to do it. He's just wanting to do it real bad.
Right, yeah. I mean, he
that's his profession.
That's his profession. So, yep. You know, what? But people who think they know get really mad when they find out that they don't actually know. That's another thing that's an absolute truism on the internet that we see all the time. People who are self-proclaimed experts based on no facts, just their feelings, and no history, right? A lot of these gun YouTube reviewers, they have no background in mechanics. They have no background in building anything or tearing anything apart and seeing how it works. And they get on there and they're like, oh yeah, I'm going to shoot this gun, and oh, this is amazing, or oh, this sucks, or whatever. And then they get their feelings hurt. Their ego gets bruised when you actually get on there and you're like, nah, let me show you the math behind this and why this does or doesn't work. This is the actual truth. Math don't lie. 3.14 is always pi. That's our line, right? Then they get their egos bruised, and you know, they get the RA, as we'll abbreviate.
Hang on there at RA as we abbreviate. Going to the next break. Chambers Custom also has a YouTube channel. Now this is where there's a lot of untapped possibilities there. Chambers Custom, one word, on YouTube.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. This is 1911 University with Joe Chambers, and I've got my Fat WMGC in front of me, and I haven't shot it in a minute, and I almost feel like I need to pull it apart and clean it, like it feels a little gunky to me. Does that happen?
Well, yeah, if you haven't cleaned it since you've been shooting it a bunch. Have you cleaned it since
Since the last time you shot it? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't remember if I did after that or not, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I don't remember if I did or not.
I mean, rack the slide back, put a little oil on the frame, on the slideways, and the barrel cone, and rack it a few times, and that should loosen it back up.
I will do so after the show. After the show, I shall do so. I'll be honest with you. When I saw the when I saw that 45 popping up there with that optic, for a split instant, I thought that might be mine. Then I realized it had a front sight on it. Forget the Morse code part of it.
The one you're building. Yeah, it had a front sight on it.
Yeah, the one you're building for me is going to be smooth, isn't it?
Yes.
See, this is the thing about Joe's guns, and I don't know if I've ever said this on the air. When I first hooked up with Joe, and he sent me a Night Fighter, and I got it, at first, you're looking at a book, and you're looking at the cover of the book, and you don't know what the book's going to be about till you take it out on the range in the case of a gun. And then I had shot plenty of pretty nice 1911, 2011 guns over the course of my time, and I was like, well, how much better could it be? But then I shot the Night Fighter, and that was like, you know, it was almost like laugh-out-loud good. And there were a lot of reasons for that. And I think one of the things that I've figured out about the way you guys build guns, as obsessed as you are at getting it right, a lot of that has to come with knowing when to stop building the gun. Knowing when to, okay, this the fit is good enough, stop here. Is that what it boils down to?
I'm sorry, I'm not understanding the question.
Well, I mean, some of these guns that you see out there, you know, they're sloppy, and that has to do with the fact they're manufactured, not hand-built, and I get that, and I understand that. But with you guys, you can make it as loose or as tight as you want to, and you guys doing the same thing over and over again, the way you build, the way Chambers builds a gun, there has to be a degree of discipline there. Simply because if you don't, you might go too far and you've lost that fit that you were seeking. Isn't that right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, you have to be very, very careful. Absolutely have to be careful with that. And it does happen once in a great while where, you know, where you're fitting a barrel and let's say your slide stop measures, your slide stop pin measures 199.5, and, you know, you overfit it just slightly, and you're like, well, I got 50% contact instead of 80 to 100% contact. So then you go to the slide stop drawer and you get a 200 slide stop out and you use that one instead. And it means you got to do a little bit extra work to make sure it fits, because a half thou is a half thou. But at least you get the fit that you wanted.
Right.
And so, yeah, I mean, that does happen. And I encourage my guys, you know, Eric and Brandon, I encourage them to start with a slide stop that measures just slightly smaller, you know, like a 199. And that way, if they do overshoot slightly, they can grab another brand new slide stop out of the box and use it. They don't have to do that very often, but once in a while they have to. That's just part of the getting the measurements that we want and getting the contact and the fit that we want. And fortunately, you know, we keep enough parts on hand to where we can do that. Some shops are just like, send it. Okay, cool.
So with that, knowing that, have you that's what takes so long, isn't it? That's part of what takes so long, because it has to be sort of a cautious approach to that point, because you don't want to go beyond that point.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, for me, for example, you know, I'm working on a barrel fit right now. I started working on this barrel fit at, well, not this minute, but I started working on this barrel fit at 2 o'clock, you know, diamonding the legs to fit them to the slide stop. And I'll probably be working on it until 7 or 8 o'clock. Well, that's minus the hour we're on the air. That's, you know, 5-6 hours. But if the contact comes out the way I want it, you know, perfect, then I'm happy with that. So, you know, it's one of those deals that I think it comes down to how good do you really want it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I, you know, so that makes me wonder, is that the secret behind why so many of these other name brands that we know about that you've had guns come across your desk and you look at them and you say to yourself, this isn't correct, this isn't right. They're not taking the time to not make the mistakes in some cases, are they?
And again, I think some of it comes back to some people don't have the knowledge, some people just don't care. You know, I think there's a lot of things there that go into it to make it work or not. And at the end of the day, you know, I've just kind of gotten to the point where I'm like, You do you, boo-boo. You know, I mean, if the information is now out there. That's what I'm trying to tell people right now. If you're listening to this radio show, listen carefully. The information, the math, is out there. If you want to make quality decisions with your money when you go to buy a 1911, find the information online. It's there. You may have to pay for the information.
Right.
But find the information. It's there so that you can't make any excuses about buying a piece of junk. I'm tired of hearing from people that buy a piece of junk when the information's out there. You know, I mean, I'm kind of in a bad mood over all this because I'm tired of people claiming, making false claims that they can't back up. It's called lying.
Don't let it get you in a bad mood. Just remember what Ty Cobb said. You remember what Ty Cobb said?
No.
Ty
he's
Cobb
a little
said,
bit before my time.
Well, he's before my time, too, but I read. Anyway.
Gotcha.
Ty Cobb said it ain't bragging if you can do it.
Exactly.
There you go. So before we run out of time, let's point a few things out to everybody so they can check you out if that's something they want to do. YouTube, Chambers Custom, one word. Joe needs subscribers. He wants to stream live. I don't know where he's at right now. Go subscribe to his channel. You'll get seminars, free seminars if you do it. Instagram, Chambers Custom as well. There you can, I mean, I was getting updates on a gun that was being built for me on there from time to time. Facebook, Chambers Custom has their own custom Facebook page, and you can find out everything they got going on there. And he joins, and ChambersCustom.com, the website, that's where you got to go if you want to get involved. Thank you very much for joining me this evening, sir.
Thank you, sir. Have a nice one.
You too. Back again in 21 hours in between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.